This new State of the Food of the World's Food Security Report has another very new, interesting figure, well, one that I hadn't seen before, which is the figure of the number of people on Earth who are able to afford a healthy meal. And it turns out that 3.4 billion people cannot afford to eat healthily. This is striking when set alongside something like the Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa, which is very interested in processing growing food for cities in ways that are not necessarily consonant with healthy diets, but are much more around supporting industrialized food systems, and in particular moving us towards ultra-processed food. And that's a grave source of concern, not least because it tends to be more expensive. The health effects are increasingly being questioned by the nutrition community. But in general, the question of how it is that we're going to feed cities sustainably, not just in Africa, but around the world, is one that is gradually coming to the fore. And unfortunately, our economic policy, our agricultural policy, our food systems policy, not just in the global south, but around the world, is not fit for purpose. It was set up to really support large industrial food producers, providing packaged and ultra-processed food cheaply for workers in cities. But as it becomes clearer that, first of all, that food is expensive, unaffordable, has vast environmental impacts, and now increasingly it's clear is unhealthy, all of that suggests that we need a real turnaround in our agriculture, food and aid policy. And the agencies tasked with overseeing that are doing very little to address it.
And Raj, if you could address what is now an immediate possible threat to food access, Russian President Vladimir Putin threatening to abandon the Black Sea grain deal brokered by the UN and Turkey, which grants Ukraine safe passage to export food and fertilizer. Unless Russia agrees to an extension, the agreement will expire as soon as Monday. If you could talk about the significance of this and what impact it will have if the agreement expires.
Well, these agreements have often been grounds for a certain amount of speculation on international commodity markets, not just, as you say, for food, but also for fertilizer. Fertilizer costs have dropped since the beginning of the war in Ukraine, where there was a frenzy of buying up and speculation. But it's still at levels far higher than before the conflict started, but also far higher since before the pandemic. And this is an ongoing problem in two ways. First of all, there's the risk of a commodity price spike. For producers, that's going to raise prices. For consumers, prices have continued to increase, and this will merely add to that misery. But by increasing the price of fertilizer, you kind of lock in these price increases for grain producers that farm industrially. And that augurs very badly, not just for the short-term food price spikes, but for the medium to long-term as well.
And finally, and very briefly, Million Belay, if you could talk about some of the community-based organizations that are working for food justice across Africa.
AFSA, as you know, is a network of networks. We work with 50 networks all over Africa, 50 in 50 of the 55 African countries. We have a number of members. And quite recently, we published a book, which is called Stories of Change, Agroecology as a Climate Adaptation Approach. This is written by local people themselves, people who are actually practicing agroecology, who are increasing productivity, planting diverse foods, reclaiming, areas which are degraded, and experimenting with biological seeds, for resilience production system, food forests, in a lot of cases, 12 cases, and the number of cases are increasing. And we have been also accumulating a lot of cases. So local community.
I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, Million Belay. Thank you so much for joining us, General Coordinator of the Alliance for Food Sovereignty in Africa, Raj Patel, Research Professor at the University of Texas at Austin, and author of Stuffed and Starved, The Hidden Battle for the World's Food System. Happy birthday, Karl Marxer. I'm Nermeen Sheikh. Thank you so much for joining us.
You are tuned into WRCT, Pittsburgh.
asking one another as we pass the time of day, why working men resort to arms to get their proper pay, and why our labor unions, they must not be recognized, whilst the actions of a syndicate must not be criticized. Now the troubles down at Homestead were brought about this way, when a grasping corporation had the audacity to say, you must all renounce your union and forswear your liberty, and we will give you a chance to live and die in slavery. Now the man that fights for honor, none can blame him. May luck attend wherever he may roam, and no son of his will ever live to shame him, whilst liberty and honor rule our home. Now the sturdy band of workers started at the break of day, determination on their face, which plainly meant to say, no one can come and take our homes for which we've toiled so long. No one can take our places, no, here's where we belong. A woman with a rifle saw her husband in the crowd. She handed him the weapon and they cheered her long and loud. He kissed her and said, Mary, you go home till we are through. She answered, no, if you must fight, my place is here with you. Now the man that fights for honor, none can blame him. May luck attend wherever he may roam, and no son of his will ever live to shame him, whilst liberty and honor rule our home. When a lot of bum detectives came without authority, like thieves at night when decent men were sleeping peacefully, can you wonder why all honest hearts with indignation burn, and why the worm that treads the earth when trod upon will turn? When they locked out men at Homestead, then they were face to face with a lot of bum detectives, and they knew it was their place to protect their homes and families, and this was neatly done, and the public will reward them for the victories they won. Now the man that fights for honor, none can blame him. May luck attend wherever he may roam, and no son of his will ever live to shame him, whilst liberty and honor rule our home.
Good morning. You're in Pinckney Hall here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and on the internet at wrct.org. My name is Kenny Joe. You're in Pinckney Hall here, and the first song that you heard was one that was left over from last week when Kenny Joe couldn't get out of bed, really, let alone do a radio show. But anyhow, that was Joe Glazer doing the Homestead Strike off of his CD, Songs of Steel and Struggle. And last week was the anniversary of the Homestead Strike. Something that people should know more about. There is a fine organization here in Pittsburgh that is dedicated to the memory of the Homestead Strike, the Battle of Homestead Foundation. I won't go on and on about it, but if you are at all curious, you can check that out for yourself on the internet. So, that will be the only song we're going to play this week that is left over from what would have been last week's Battle of Homestead playlist. What we are going to do today, once we get started, is to play you songs with, slide guitar, prominent slide guitar parts. How's that? A lot there to choose from. But before we do that, let me tell you about a couple of other shows here on WRCT. Let me tell you first about It's Gospel Time. Tune into It's Gospel Time for Gospel R&B, Gospel Hip Hop, and Gospel Jazz with DJ Time, Mondays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And if you're looking for something to listen to on your radio on Saturday morning, you've got the Saturday Light Brigade. Host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. I thought that's what I did, but I guess the weekend doesn't start till Saturday. Anyhow, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, slide guitar music started, we give you Weaver and Beasley's Bottleneck Blues.
but where can I go? Howard said, man, ain't but one place I know. And Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Well, Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. King, I got 48 red, white, and blue shoestrings, and 1,000 telephones that will not ring. Tell me, man, where I can get rid of these things. And Louis the King said, wait, let me think for a minute, son. And we said, yes, I believe it can be easily done. Just take everything down the Highway 61. Much too white. He said, come here, step into the light. He said, yeah, sure, right. Wanna tell a second mother this has been done. But then the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61.
Siren song, smiling, beguiling, you leave. But I love you just the same, and I want you to remain by my side, and you'll see just how much you mean to me.
Time to tell you what you've been listening to so far on our slide guitar show, otherwise known as the July 14th, 2023 show. We started the set off with Weaver and Beasley. I remember that Weaver's name is Stephen. I forget Mr. Beasley's Christian name, but that's how they're credited on the CD, which is a compilation called The Slide Guitar, Bottles, Knives, and Steel. Since that was the Bottleneck Blues, I think we can be pretty safe in saying that that's the Bottles portion. After that, we had Helmore James doing his signature song, Dust My Broom. Of course, it's been done by many, many, many other people. Lots of broom dusting going on out there. That is from the album Got to Move, and it helpfully points out on the album that that's the 60s version. I'm not sure if there's what the other versions are. Presumably there's a 50s version and a 70s version, but I don't know that. And then one of the, in my own personal opinion, one of the best Bob Dylan covers there is out there. Johnny Winter's version of Highway 61 Revisited. Both James and Winter, they do a lot of slide guitar, and they do it well. That was from his LP, The Second Winter. And last but not least, we have some slide guitar from Jeff Beck on Evil Hearted You by the Yardbirds. That was off of Having a Rave Up. So that brings you up to date on what you've been listening to here in the first third of the show. Let me throw in some PSAs, get them out of the way. Oh, finally, the time, well, actually, the time's kind of passed for a wildfire PSA. So let me tell you about that. A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. With simple steps to adapt to wildfire, like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safety zones, you help protect your home and community from wildfire damage. But becoming fire adapted is more than one person can take on alone. It takes a community to protect a home. Visit fireadapted.org today for more ways to help protect your home and community from wildfires. This has been a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and WRCT. Okay, what else can we tell you about here? We had something lined up, but I've lost it, so we'll do something else. It's an adventure doing these old ones because, for all I know, you know, they got phone numbers in them and websites, and who knows, maybe they're not any good anymore. But I'll give you an oldie. Who brought a little magic into your life growing up? Who took you to your first ball game? Who showed you how to find the North Star? Who made you laugh so hard your tummy hurt? This time, becoming the one who makes magic happen for a young person. This time, become the one who makes magic happen for a young person by becoming a big brother or big sister. Being a big brother or big sister is something that most anyone can do. Just be a friend to a child who needs one. Have fun together. Learn from each other. Help a child discover those little moments that are so magical for a young person, and you will both be forever changed by the experience. Call Big Brothers Big Sisters to learn more about their varied and flexible mentoring opportunities at 412-363-6100. Once again, 412-363-6100, or visit them online at www.bbbspgh.org. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Little Moments, Big Magic. Okay, back to the music. We can't do a slide guitar show without a little John Fahey, so we'll put him up next. I forgot what I'm doing here. That wasn't John Fahey. That was the Meridian Brothers. And we're interrupting the slide guitar to give you a little something from the Meridian Brothers, a group from Colombia. They are appearing with El Grupo Rociamento on July 30th at Bottle Rocket. You know Bottle Rocket up in Allentown? I guess it's not on Warrington, it's on Arlington. Anyhow, the Meridian Brothers will be there, along with El Grupo Renacimiento. That's sort of a, well, I'm not going to get into a big, long thing, but anyhow, you can, another thing, go Google Meridian Brothers, and you'll find out all about El Grupo Renacimiento. It's an interesting story, and they're interesting music, and we'll get that on for you. It'll be followed by John Fahey.
Por soberano del cielo mismo, al vaivén de los quereres que se comunican por algoritmo, estudiando a mi ídolo, me incito a profetizar, contando el like corrupto, dejo de sentirme que yo soy yo mismo. Thank you.
what they see. Please, Sister Morphe, turn my nightmare. Thank you.
time to tell you what was in that last set. We started the song off going a bit off topic. We started the set off by doing something from Colombia's Meridian Brothers and El Grupo Renacimiento. The name of the song was Metamorphosis. That's off of their first CD. And we played that because we thought you might enjoy hearing them when they come to Pittsburgh at Bottle Rocket on, pretty sure it's July 30th. I'll correct that if I'm wrong, because I have it on my phone somewhere. But anyhow, yeah, that should be a good show. The name of the song was Metamorphosis. And then after that, we had not only John Fahey, but John Fahey and his orchestra doing Steamboat Wind Round a Bend. That was off of Religion and Rivers. And then we had Marianne Faithfull's version of Sister Morphine. That was, I picked that up online. It was originally a 40, she wrote it along with a couple of guys called Jagger and Richards. But there is some argument about her getting a writing credit, but she got it. And that was, the 45, I understand, is very rare because it's a Decca Great Britain 45, and they decided after pressing 500 of them that they didn't want to be associated with a song that had morphine in the title. So presumably there are only 500 of the original pressings out there. I only have one, so that was, I bring it to you off the internet. Slide guitar on that. You couldn't hear it as well as you could hear it on the Rolling Stones, but on both versions, it is none other than Ry Cooder. And if we have time in the next set, I will play you something by Ry Cooder, who is a fine slide guitar player. He's just a fine musician, period. But among his instruments that he spends a lot of time with is slide guitar. Okay, and last but not least, another person that likes to do slide guitar, Bonnie Raitt. And that was, the song was, the song was Give It Up or Let Me Go, and the name of the album was Give It Up. We don't have time for everything. We might short you today on your new music. If we do that, I will make up for it next week. You know, just getting back to the Bonnie Raitt song, I should have figured this out while I was listening to it, but I'm sure there is a trombone in there. And what I should be doing today is not just slide guitar, but any slide instruments. I should be doing songs that have both trombones and guitars played with a slide. But we'll have to leave that for another day. So up next, we're gonna do a couple of old-timey slide guitar stuff, and then we're going to try to squeeze some new music in there. Oh, we also got Ry Cooder. Ah, okay. We got 10 minutes. Better get with it.
Walking like a man. I love this moon. I feel walking like a man. What a blue. Give me your right hand. And the blue bell mama shot. All upside down. Little bell mama tried, and it tore me all upside down. Travel on so far, just can't turn you around. Yes.
never had a mind. Hope you never will. Many please have an aching old heart disease. Killing me by the grave. Thank you.
Fast special streamline leaving out of Memphis, Tennessee, going into New Orleans. She's running so fast the hobos don't fool with this train. They stand on the track with the hat in their hand. I had a friend girl that morning was catching that train. She got up singing this song. Hey, Dad, I'm sorry to leave my home. Long, 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 long. She heard that 8:30 local blowing that morning. She hadn't read the train in a good while. She thought it out that special streamline. She heard that 8:30 local when she's coming to the line, declared up for that streamline blowing like this. She said, Dad, is that my train? I said, I ain't keeping up with the train time. I'm trying to make a few dimes. She dropped her head and went to singing and crying. Hey, it's all right how you turn me down. I ain't got a dime. After she called for a ticket, she heard this special streamline drawing 36 miles from Memphis, Tennessee. Make it lonesome now, cause I'm a hobo myself sometimes. Man asked her what out of the train. She told him she didn't know it. She could hear the bell, she could tell him all about it. As she dropped over that hill and dropped off in the valley, she heard the bell begin to tone like this. Make it sound like a church bell tone. Before she got to that 10-mile trail, she blowed and throwed on our bread. Our bread. When she got to that 10-mile trail, she was getting cross. She was tipping across an automatic switch, getting the water and coal on the fly. You could hear when she's striking that double line like this. Run across the last one she squalled in. This girl looked out and seen that train. She come as a singing and crying. Hey, Dad, I don't want to leave. I believe I lose my mind. When that train got a little close, she got to New Orleans. She went around the curve. You would hear when she was blowing like this. People's always standing at the station down there to see that train come in. You could hear when she squalled. Boy, everywhere but here.
Okay, that's going to do it for me today, except I owe you a message from one of our fine underwriters. But first, let me tell you what you were listening to in that last set. We had Robert Johnson doing Preachin' Blues off of the Complete Recordings, Ry Cooter doing Feeling Bad Blues off of Soundtracks, and last but certainly not least, Booker White doing Special Streamline off of a CD called The Complete Booker White. But after it was released, Booker White went on to record a whole lot of other stuff, so it's not complete at all. Don't want to mislead you there. Okay, I have not told you about Spack Brothers. WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is currently online. That's not true. It's not online only. I can't read this.
It's 10 years old. It's from 2013.
No, but it can't be from 2013 because they weren't online only then. Well, you get the idea. Spack Brothers Pizza. Go visit them online or in person. But you can't eat it in there, but you can walk. Well, you can order it there. Okay, that's going to do it for me. Zombo's ready to go. Take it away. Oh, WRCT Pittsburgh. I should tell you that.
Say stay. Run around, ride and hide. Run around with my babe. Run down the skyway. Run down the skyway. Rocky, Rocky, USA.
A way to get things started. It is. And that is why it is started that way. Rocket USA. And that is by Vince Ripper. And this band or whatever. What was his band called? And the Rodent Show. Zombo, right? This microphone sounds odd, doesn't it? No. It's just me. I'm odd. Welcome aboard. And let me just pop this down, smudging. Because today we're going to continue in the outer space. We finished all of the planets last week. Today, that was Rocket USA taking a rocket, going into orbit for a bit. Going to do some songs with Orbit. And then Sputnik. I guess it was a big, scary thing back when the Russians sent the Sputnik. They sent Laika the dog up into outer space. And it basically is probably the main reason why we landed on the moon. You know, it's like, they're going to do it if we don't. Well, then we better do it. Whatevs. So then it's all.